Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the UFCCM International Women's Ministries End of Year Service. We welcome you one and all to this service on tonight, and we are so elated and so grateful to be able to have this service. And we would be remiss without paying honor and homage to our leaders on tonight in the persons of His Holiness Henry A. Tindall Sr., our Ecumenical Patriarch for the UFCCM, alongside of him, our lovely Mother Bishop, Dr. Shirley A. Tindall. We salute you, we honor you, and we thank you both tonight for your labor of love, for your untiring service, and for your sacrifice to the body of Christ at large. I believe that we are going to be in for a treat on tonight. I believe that we are going to experience God as we have never experienced God before. Even though we may not be face to face and hand in hand, I do believe that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I believe that there is so much power, there is so much anointing, and I believe that the fire of God will come through this Blog Talk Radio on this evening, and it will burn up every distraction and every limitation and hindrance that will prevent us from going through the open door that God has for us in 2024. So I'm asking you this evening, join in with us, get in the service. Amen. Get your praise on however you desire and see fit. And I do believe that as we come together on one accord, I do believe that God will hear, that God will answer our prayers on tonight. As we continue in our service tonight, let us all take a moment and come together and let's join in and go to the throne of grace tonight. God, our Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, just to say thank you. God, we thank you for this is yet another day's journey. God, we do not take it lightly, neither do we take it for granted, oh God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you would search us, oh God. And if you find anything that's within us that is not like you, we ask that you would remove it now in the name of Jesus. Father, any sins that we may have committed, transgressions, iniquities, oh God, sins of omission, sins of commission, God, we ask that you will remove it now in the name of Jesus. God, with everything that's going on in the world and everything that has happened in our lives this year, Father, if there is anything that I know, it is that you are the true and the living God. And Father, I know that if we trust you and if we continue to wait on you, that waiting on you, God, is never a waste of time. And so, God, as we come to you tonight, as we are coming to the close of the year of 2023, and we are yet embarking upon the year of 2024, God, I thank you that you are yet setting before us an open door. And God, I yet thank you that there are some doors that you are yet closing for us in 2024. And God, as we come to you tonight, God, we thank you for every door that you are opening, oh God. Father, we thank you for everything it is that we've endured. We thank you for every test. We thank you for every hard place. We thank you for every trial. We thank you for every tribulation. God, anything and everything that we may have encountered and that we may have gone through that will cause a setback, God, I thank you that you've used it for a springboard for us to spring into the open door that you have for us in 2024. God, I thank you that your word says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And God, I thank you because your word says, now unto him who is able to do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall we not know it? God, I thank you for the shall we not know it, God, even though we don't see it, God, but we do know you, Father. Even though we may not know where it's coming from, but because of our experience with you, God, we know that you're able to do the exceeding, the abundantly, above all that we could ever ask and or power that is yet at work within us, oh God. Father, every limitation, I declare and decree right now, God, that it is burned up now by the unction and anointing of the Holy Ghost. I pray that the fire of God would fall upon every one of us that's on this call on tonight, oh God, that you will burn up restrictions, that your power will burn up limitations, that it will burn up hesitation, it will burn up up reservations, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that every attack of the enemy, it is nullified, it is voided now in the name of Jesus. I'm declaring and decreeing that we live under an open heaven. God, I declare and I decree that the portals of heaven are open to your children tonight, God. I declare that your portal of blessing, your portals of favor, your portal of provision, God, your portal of increase, your portal of abundance, your portal of healing, your portals of deliverance, God, they are open and available to your children on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, we come to bind your slew-footed demon tonight, in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no power. Satan, you have no authority. I command you to take your hands off of God's anointed children tonight, in the name of Jesus. Devil, what you may have meant for harm, oh, Father God, I thank you that you're yet working it for our good, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I come to you tonight, and God, we are just grateful for relationship with you, oh God. We are grateful, Lord God, that it should have been another way, and it could have been another way, but because of your grace and because of your mercy, you did not allow it to be so. God, I thank you that we did not allow the tests and the trials to overwhelm us and to consume us, oh God. I thank you that we will not allow the enemy to continue browbeating us or hoodwinking us to cause us to doubt and to disbelieve and to disconnect from the very plan that God has for our lives. God, I bless you on tonight. I ask that you look upon our leaders tonight, oh God, that you will continue to increase them, that you'll continue to bless them, that you'll continue to expand the vision, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the Ebob and the Scab, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the women's ministry, the men's ministry, oh God, for every ministry that falls under the umbrella of the USCCM. God, we call it forth now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the open door, God, in the name of Jesus. Places that we were disqualified from, that we'll be able to be qualified for, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that you look on my sisters in Christ, Lord God, that you care, oh God, and that is in the person of Lady Bishop Beverly DeShazer Hayward, God, and that in the person of Elder Karen Nixon, oh God. Father, look down on them. Rain on them, oh God. Increase their lives. Increase their ministries, oh God. Everything that their hands touch, God, allow it to prosper, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, I bless you, and God, I thank you tonight. And God, we're careful to forever give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. And it is in the matchless and the limitless name of Christ Jesus that I pray on tonight. And for every person that believes and is in agreement, we shall say amen, amen, and amen. Now, right there where you are, just begin to bless God and give God the praise.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I just feel like praising the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, oh Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you to the generous for the opening greeting and prayer. I feel the kingdom of God right now. Hallelujah. I am telling you to just reach up and receive what God has for you. Just defeating in Jeremiah 11, I'm sorry, 29 and 11. Glory to God. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. An expected end. You know, we rejoice in the Lord on today. And although we don't know what awaits us in 2024, we know that if we take the Lord along with us, that song, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go, because we need him, we need him. But if we take him with us, we know that God has us. He's given us, hallelujah, a place, amen, in ourselves of thought, that thoughts of peace and not of evil that he has towards us to give us what? An expected end.
Amen.
You know, I think on that song that the words, I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I don't know about tomorrow, but I know he holds my hand. And we just go with God. No matter what awaits us, people of God, we know that there are things that are going on we don't have control over, but God is in control of all things. Amen. I thank God for Pastor Tia Jenneret, and we do give honor to our EP and Mother Bishop. We may not hear from them on tonight. There is much going on with them, but we thank them even for this time that we can share in this service on tonight. Amen. We have a time that's coming up in the service. Be ready for it. God is moving and blessing, and somebody has a testimony, I know. He does not give us what he gives us, bring us through what he brings us through, carry us and give us the out for our just to sit on those testimonies, but to share and be an encouragement one to another. Well,
amen.
With that, we're going to have our sister Alea Macklin to come with a song of praise. And I ask that you would just enjoy this young lady, young woman of God, who is doing what she needs to do to get closer to the Lord. And I thank God for that. All right, let's get ready.
Cause I know where I'm going. Yes, I do.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, it's something how we can gauge where we're headed by knowing where we've been. And we take where it is that God allow us to experience and find ourselves in, lift ourselves up, pull yourself up, and ready to move on to the next thing. You know, sometimes the trials and hardships can be hard, and it feels like I can't find my way out, but God will lift us up and even use our experiences to take us to the next level. It's all about trusting him. Well, we thank God. Thank you, Sister Aleah Macklin. Amen. And now we're making preparation for the word on this evening. We're here because we want to hear the word of God. And bringing the word of God on tonight is our very own Elder Adrian Wiggins. Please give her a big God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Good evening, saints. Good evening. First and foremost, I just want to say a prayer to the Lord. I thank you, God, for this moment, God. I thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, God, as I come before you, God, just repenting of my sins, oh God. God, asking you for your forgiveness for known and unknown sins, Lord. Asking that this word, oh God, would be in your words, oh God. Sing more and nothing less in Jesus' name. Amen. And as I, before I move forward, I just want to give honor where honor is due to our EP, Bishop Henry Tindall, our mother, Bishop Shirley Tindall, our Emeritus Bishop Brown, our Bishop Haywood, our Lady Bishop, the Chair Lady of the Women's Ministry, our the Assistant. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure I put everyone in. Our Elder Nixon, our Pastor Jeanette, and our Sister Aleah. And last but not least, my Bishop Hobson, my Bishop Bridges, our Pastor Minnie Bridges, and my mother, Pastor RJ Rose, just the body and the listeners. I just thank God for this opportunity on this night to come before you. As I'm honored and it's a privilege to be here before you. And just knowing that God would trust me with a word to tell his people on this hour and this lasting days that we're living in. I thank God as I come forth that, again, that the word is all in his words and his ways. As I was speaking to Our Lady Bishop, conversating with her, during the invite, the Lord had given me the subject, get your house in order. And I thank God for that. And as the weeks and the days and hours leading up to this very moment, I kept saying, God, is that your word? Is that the message? Is that the message? And not till just recently, I want to say a few days ago, the Lord had given me the scripture to go along with get your house in order. And I read from Exodus chapter 40, and it says, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, on the first day of the first month shall thou set up the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation, and thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony, and cover the ark with the veil. And thou shalt bring in the table and set in order the things that are to be set in order upon it. And thou shalt bring in the candlestick and the light, the lamps thereof. I thank God for the reading of the word. I thank God because right on time was he. I thought I was going to bed and the Lord began to speak to me. And he brought me to my Bible and I opened up Exodus 40 and I began to weep as the Lord, God just continues to show up when you need him for comfort, you know. He shows up right on time, and I began to read Exodus 40, and the Lord began to minister to me. And the Lord said, tell my people to look back on the testimonies, look back on the prophecies that I allowed to take place. I even allowed you to be a witness to others around you, the prophecies that was given to them. And the Lord began to tell me that there's no more pressing my way. He said, it's good and dandy for us to, you know, to be able to encourage your people that don't know him. But as for those that are that have walked with him, and he has showed up on those prayers, those secret prayers, that there's no more I'm pressing my way. It's for us to take the test, the trials and tribulations, and to mature ourselves in this walk, and know that without a doubt that our calling is our calling, and that he didn't make no mistake when it came to us, and he didn't make any mistake in these lasting days, that he needs us to be in a place of obedience. He needs us to be in a place where our mind, our body, and our souls are matching up with the calling. And it's not by chance or luck that he allows us to be amongst the people, amongst the leaders. And if we would just stay in a place, in the midst of the fellowship, that when by the time it gets to the Lord, our leaders, that we won't kick against the leaders, because we've already spent time with the Lord. We've already sat and listened to direction from the Lord, that our leaders are just coming to guide us down the road in the path of the true righteousness, the true holiness that he needs us to be, where we've come too far, not just in our life, not just in our walk, but in this year, the things, the stuff that has gone on, and we're at the end. He's looking for us to hold on. And again, he said, tell my people to just look back at the testimonies, your own testimonies. I'm not asking you to look at your sister, your husband, your children, but look at your testimonies that I have brought you out. Yes, it might have included the prayers of those ones close to you, but it was because of you and the prayers, the time that you spent with me, that I answered. I showed up because of the calling that I have on your life. And just to bring it in with the subject of on tonight, on Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you. You know, God is, I got so excited as I got closer and closer to this day. And usually when I'm called to speak, you know, anxiousness wants to come up, but just the excitement of just knowing how God came by and seen about me, and to make sure that, you know, he said just in the words, tell my people. And he said it with it was a warning to get it in order. The things that are in your mind, you know, that's the distractions that's boggling up your mind, you know, the body, the soul, to have it right in a place where I can use you. I need you to get it in order. The people, the things, the places, I need you to get it in order. The distractions, I need you to get it in order. It's not by chance or luck, oh God, that he has brought us this far. And as I began to read Exodus 40, I said, well, God, Is it me because it's the new year and this is one of the last sermons or services at the end of the year, God? And he said, no, it's about getting it in order. He said, yes, it is, but it's about getting it in order. It's no more, you know, flaxy daisy. You know, we can dress up this tabernacle, this body, many ways, whether it's perfume, jewelry, clothing of different names. He said, but if your mind, body, and soul, and as I begin to study a little further into the word, I got on Google, I got on over here and began to reach out to the word, and he even broke it down where Exodus 40 is when they were assembling the tabernacle, and it's a gathering of people together in one place for one common reason, and that's to make it to the promised land. We don't want to, and God shows up and we don't make it. Come too far. I'm only 42 years old, but I've been through some things, put myself through some things, experienced some things, seen some things, witnessed some things, and I can say that we've come too far to allow God to show up, and we're left behind. You know, it's important that we stay in a place that our righteousness is being shown, that we're showing up every time, being a great representation of the God of our Lord, Savior, Lord and Savior. It's no time for us to play. And then just going back, I know it's important for us to read before and after, you know, when a scripture is given to us, a word's given to us. But the Lord brought me all the way back to Genesis, and I began to read over all the generations and how it's important that we stay flat-footed and on our beliefs and our faith that God is who he is. He is who he says he is. And we have to make sure that when we leave our house, even when we're in our house, that we're showing forth a great representation of who he is, because he didn't make a mistake when he called us. He didn't make a mistake when he allowed us to come together. And I have declared in my mind that he has linked us with some special people that he cares about. You know, he hasn't put us with just anyone. So for us not even to take, you know, advantage of those ones that he has us walking with. And I thought of it as I was preparing, you know, for the word today. I kept trying to flip here and flip a page here and pick up the pen and write this. And the Lord said, no, that's it. The word is the word. Bring forth. And I began to just get excited again about the, you know, the tabernacle and how he said on Google, it said there's three parts of the tabernacle, and it symbolizes the main parts of man. And it says the outer court symbolizes the body. The holy place represents the soul, and the holy of holies symbolizes the spirit. And I just thank God. I begin to thank him because, again, just leading up to this very moment, the Lord was already showing me some things and trying to break this word and allow me to get in a place where I wanted to dissect it and make it, you know, even when flesh, I said, God, are you trying to tell me I'm the Moses of this time? And he shut that down. Don't get beside yourself, daughter. Don't get beside yourself. But I just needed to know that God is who he say he is in this season. And I thank God that we as a people can just move forward in that. We know that it's not by chance. It's not by luck. God knows why he called us, who he called us. And I began to also just think of a road trip. And you, when you travel down a road, and I bring this back to fellowship, when you go on a road trip, you want to be with the people that you're going to enjoy the company of, that don't mind helping along. If this one go pays for the gas and this one pumps the gas, you want to know that you have a team, a person that's on the same page with you to get to the destination. It has your best interest. So when it comes to fellowshipping, be careful how we fellowship with one another. We don't want to get so comfortable with each other that we guide and mislead others with our own beliefs, that it takes away from what God is telling us and what he has already put down in our leaders. We don't want to get caught up in our opinions and, you know, be the errands and give the people what they need to just, you know, until they get it back together and get on the same page with our leaders. So I thank God for this moment. I pray that the word was received and heard. Again, nothing less, nothing more, but I just wanted to be in the right place at the right time to be able to deliver this. And I have to say, for those ones that know me, I usually get so anxious and nervous, but this time it was an excitement because I knew right then and there it wasn't me, it was God that allowed this word to come forth. And again, I thank God for the subject, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And I thank God.
Yes.
You can just bear with me one moment. I just want to share a testimony of, again, just encouraging the people to hold on, you know, again, stay in obedience, stay in a place where you can hear from God. You don't have to question if the leaders are, you know, in their feelings or going through, or, you know, that they're not in God when they're delivering a word or direction for us. But just recently I was in Florida about 2-3 weeks ago, and the Lord, I want to say it was right before I got to the restaurant or even when I was sitting down. For some reason, I got this quick vision of me being in the parking lot looking around. I thought to myself, you know, where did that just come from? And I have my husband sitting across from me. We're eating dinner. And the Lord began to allow me to hear a conversation that was taking place. And it was a woman and a male sitting at a table. And the woman was saying, I'm so angry. I'm just so angry. And I thought, why am I hearing this conversation? And the young lady, she kept going on, and my husband and I would talk, and the waiter would come over, and then I would hear her again. And by the third time that she had said she was angry, the Lord began to show me that she was hurting. And I began to pray for her. And then as I'm talking, I'm thinking to my husband, will he be quiet? I'm trying to have a moment. And I began to say, God, why am I in Florida having this moment? I don't know this lady. He had told me to go over there to this lady and just let her know that she is exactly where he wants her to be. And people of God, I sat there for a little bit, and I was got in my flesh and didn't, God, what if she says this or what if she turns me away? It's too many people. I don't want my husband to hear that and get discouraged. But I'm telling you, the people of God on tonight, be in a place when God asks you to move, that you move, and that we continue to be in a place where he can direct us. It's not by chance. It's not by luck that he called us. And it's just it's in a place to be where we can just go move in him. And as I get ready to close, the young lady, the waiter came over, and I needed some water. I had eating a pepper, and I don't know how or why, but I ate it, and it was just a distraction. The waitress came over, and as the waitress gave me water, he began to clean the plates off the table. My husband went to the bathroom, and then when I looked up, the young lady and the man was gone. I mean, gone to the point that I looked back. You didn't see them still moving along the way to the door, and if you didn't know it, I was out. I found myself out in the parking lot, just like the vision, and I was looking around, and I couldn't find her no way. And I had to come back into that table and, you know, repent and ask God for forgiveness, because that vessel was on me now, you know? So I just want to, I encourage you, and I only share that to tell the people this is not a time for us to question who God is and, you know, to stay in him in Jesus' name. I thank you for this time, and I pray that, again, that the word was received and heard in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What an awesome word today by Elder Higgins. This is Elder Karen Nixon giving respect to our EP, Bishop Henry Tyndale, and Mother Bishop Shirley Tyndale. We give God praise for them. Our chair lady, Lady Bishop Hayward, College of Bishops, Board of Bishops, and you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. What a powerful word that our elder brought to us tonight to tell us. She told us the tests and the trials is to mature us, and that God is with us. But we have to stay in that place of obedience. What a powerful word. And with our theme, the plan of God, the plan of God requires us to continue to be in prayer, to continue to be in prayer, because God wants to remove the reproach of our lives. And I give God praise. And as she began to talk about that, the Lord laid upon my heart how Elizabeth and Zacharias were in a place of prayer. Zacharias was in a place of prayer. The Bible said they were righteous people. Their house was in order. They walked in all of God's commands and his obedience. But the thing about them, they had no child. And, you know, sometimes that's what we experience in life. We go through a time of barrenness, even though we're walking in righteousness, but we should continue to stay in prayer, because it's all a part of God's plan. He wants to produce something mighty in us. And I do believe that we're in a season and we're in a time where God is raising up voices. He's raising up voices like Elder Higgins to declare his word. He's raising up voices in the UFCCM just to proclaim, thus says the Lord. And it's in the plan of the Lord. And my mind go back on Samson. It says Samson in Judges chapter 14 and verse 4. It talked about how God used what Samson did as he was using it as an occasion to get at the enemy. I want you to know it's in the plan of God. If you're going through some hard times, some difficult times, it's in the plan of God. God is taking action, and God has the road map to where he's taking you and that situation. It was 500 years before John the Baptist came on, but God had a plan. You might say it's taking you long, but God has a plan, and he has a purpose for your purpose to come to pass, for things to happen in your life. And if you have a testimony tonight, I want you to to press 1 to let us know you have a testimony tonight. Press 1 and we will bring you on just to testify about what God has been doing in your life. Do we have any testimony tonight? I don't see anybody. Hands is raised. So can I call on one? Oh, yes. Okay. Your caller number 9, area code 920. Your last digits are 0850.
Praise
the Lord.
Tell us
who you are.
This is Deacon Monica. Protocol has been established. So I would just like to thank the speakers and the moderators. It's been a beautiful, beautiful word. I just want to affirm with what has been spoken and given tonight. I really feel like God is really preparing us for the end times. We are actually, I believe God is calling us to prepare the world for the end times. He's done a lot to give us the signs, but he sent us into the world to preach his word and to bring those who are lost into the kingdom of God. And so as the end times seem to be coming closer or there are more signs of it, I feel like the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And,
Amen.
You know, it's so hard to just step out because of the fear of rejection. But God said if we are rejected, we are not to fear because they aren't rejecting us. They're rejecting him. And so I just want to affirm, I have felt the same way that God is really calling us to get serious of who we are in Christ Jesus and to not be like, you know, reading through the Old Testament and reading through Chronicles and all the kings. It's like, they did everything, but they didn't take down the high places. They did all this, but they didn't do that. And that thing with which they did not do according to the word of God became the stumbling block that caused them to fall. And so I've just been like, God has just been dealing with me. What are the things in my life that are causing me to not give my 100% to him? Because that's a fall. If I'm not giving him 100%, it's a fall. And so I'm just really challenged and I'm just encouraged by the word that was given, affirmation for what I've been hearing from the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Deaconess Monica, for your words of encouragement. If we have any more testimony, I the song that was sung so powerful tonight was "There's a Dream in Your Future and the Struggles You Have to Win." Tell someone about the struggles that you win. I'm going to call numbers now. I'm going to call area code 781. The last four digits is 8741. That's area code 781. The last four digits is 8741. Okay, we didn't get that person. Let's call area code 301-6052. That's area code 301-60652.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Elder Hunt. I praise God for being able to join the Women's Ministry Fellowship tonight. And I intended to just listen, but you called my number, Elder Nix, and I feel compelled to just say how much I truly, truly enjoyed the message from Elder Wiggins. And one thing she said that remains with me, that there is no more pressing my way for us as believers. And when I thought about what she said, I was so glad to hear that, because some point in time, we as believers have to turn the corner. We don't look back. We go forward as Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 tells us that the one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward is ahead. Press on. In other words, I'm not pressing because it's difficult. I'm pressing because I want a prize. God
Amen.
Has promised me a prize. And this walk that we are walking with Christ encourages us every day. I just want to share this. Many years ago, I attended a meeting at a hospital, and the leader of the hospital had a guest in his hospital, and he, and every morning he had a meeting with all of his senior executives. And he went around the table, and all of us had to say something, give a report or something. And when on the third day, when he got to this man, he asked him what he wanted to offer to the group, and the man said, nothing. And the commander, he looked at him, and he said, you've been in my hospital for 3 days, and you mean you don't have anything to tell me that you have observed or experienced or witnessed? And when you were speaking, Elder Wiggins, I thought about that, because there comes a point in our walk with Christ where we should always be ready to answer the call. There are times when we may be called upon to speak or to pray or to just give a word of encouragement. And as we mature in Christ Jesus and as we take him at his word, then we should always be ready to keep on pushing to grow, to mature, to grow stronger, and not look back, to look forward. See vision God has for us, and to seek his face and how to execute and be a part of that vision. I praise God for that word tonight. I'm going to stop right there, but at some point in time, all of us who profess to be Christ, children of God, we should not hang back, but we should be bold. We should be brave. We should be courageous, and we should stand up and speak the truth of the Lord and do as God leads us in whatever situation he finds us. And whenever we have an assignment from God, we must remember, before pressing my way, I'm going to go forward to keep vision and the assignment that God has given me. Thank you, Elder Wiggins. You really blessed my soul with that message tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Hunt. What a word of encouragement tonight. We have time for one more testimony. One more testimony. If you don't raise your hand, I will call you out. Okay. Let me call. Area code 410-7329. Area code 410-7329 is the last digits.
Hi, this is Sister Monique. I'm at work, so I'm unable to give my testimony at this time.
Okay, Sister Monique. But we thank God that you just tuned in. Okay. Can we call one more person? Area code 9804853.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Elder Karen, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who am I speaking
okay.
with?
This is Mother Bishop. I was waiting to hold my
Mother
comments.
Mother Bishop.
I was waiting to hold my comments to at the end of the service, but I thank and praise God for this opportunity. And I want to give honor to God and to our ecumenical patriarch and to the Board of Bishops and, of course, to Lady Bishop and, of course, to Elder Wiggins, who is the speaker tonight, and to Elder Nixon. We are out here in Michigan, so if it sounds a little delayed, that's what it's about. We're still out here in Michigan visiting with our family. But I thank God for everything that has been said and everything that has been done. I thank God for the testimonies that I've heard thus far. They were all inspiring, as well as the word that came forth. that truly we are living in a time that as born-again believers that we must be about the work that God has assigned our hands to do.
Amen.
And we must be dedicated and committed to do whatever it is that he has called us to do. And sometimes, you know, we think about some of the patriarchs in the Bible and how God had asked them or told them to do a particular task. I think of Jonah when God had told him to go to Nineveh and he had to give a strong word, and it could have been a devastating word. And Jonah did not want to do that. And so we know that story, what he did to try to run away from what it was that God had appointed him to do. And that speaks to us today. As Christians, when God has called us to do a work, we may say, oh, I'm not equipped, or, Lord, I don't want to do this. But if God has appointed you and assigned you to do a task for him, whatever it is in the kingdom, the expectation, as I've already heard, that it is time for you to do that. So we must be busy about the work that God has put in our hands, that he has entrusted us to do, because I think I heard Deaconess Monica said, or either Elder Hunt, that when people reject you, when you're telling them about Christ, that it is not you, but it is the fact that they're rejecting Christ. And we have to remember that so that we don't get offended, that we don't let our feelings get in the way of what it is that we are supposed to do for God. And that's an important thing to remember as Christians, because oftentimes we will be given tasks that we may say, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't speak that well, or I don't know this. God knew that when he told you to do it. he knew that. So, but anyway, I thank and praise God for this opportunity and for everything that's been said. Continue to pray for us. Bishop is right here. And I'm sure that you all hear him in the background. We're sitting here. So I'm just going to turn it over to Bishop. He may have a word or two to say, or we'll just save the rest of our comments to for the end of the service.
Well, since we're one line, I'll go right ahead at this time. Greetings to all of you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank Mother Bishop that she's already given the protocol of all of you that are here, but we give a special honor to the chair lady of the women's ministry of the UFCCM, as well as to the chair lady of the Caribbean division of the women's ministry of the UFCCM, Elder Karen Nixon, she and Lady Bishop Haywood, and to Elder Phil Watkins. We thank God for your labor. We thank God for the work that you are doing. We thank God for the good word that came to us from Elder Wiggins tonight. Amen. It's all about the plan of God. There are no accidents in your life when you're following God. Amen. Everything has a purpose and a plan from God. Nothing happens to you haphazardly.
Mm-hmm.
It's two birds are flying in the air, and one cannot fall out the sky without God's permission, then you know that God cares for you.
Yeah.
I'm frequently referring to Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 7, where it says, the Lord is good, a refuge in the day of trouble. He cares for those that trust in him. So when things go on in your life, whether you understand them or whether you do not understand them, when they're your expectations or they're not your expectations, when you hear word from the Lord, whether you feel that you can do it or you feel that you cannot do it, just remember that God has a plan, and God will never ask you to do anything that is physically impossible for you to do.
Amen.
All you have to do is what God tells you to do, and I assure you God will do the rest.
Amen.
So maybe be encouraged as we say goodbye to the year 2023, which will soon be over if the Lord's will, and the coming of the Lord does not happen prior to that. Though if it should happen, we are rapture ready. We're ready to go back and be with the Lord. But should the Lord let us go on over into 2024, let's remember that it is according to the purpose and the divine will of a loving God.
Amen.
That loves you so much you will never be able to comprehend the extent of the love that God has for you. I thank God for the theme tonight. Oh, I think it has to do with the plan of God. So I'm thankful to God, and I'll say this in conclusion of all of the things that I'm thankful to God for. I thank God that it was his plan. Was included among those whose names would be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. God does not pre-select who's going to be saved. He knows the number, and he leaves the opportunity for those that will be obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit to become a born-again Christian. So I thank God that my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
May God bless you all. Keep up the good work, and we're looking forward to seeing you all in the coming year.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for our EP, Bishop Tyndale and Mother Bishop. What a powerful words of encouragement. And our EP says, there's no accident when you're following God. What a powerful encouragement. We have two announcements before we bring Chair Lady back on. The Laity Outreach broadcast will be held the second Saturday in January at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And you know that ministry is such a powerful ministry, so I'm looking for all of us to be online to support Teacher Tyndale. You know, it's such a powerful time. So the 2nd of January, that's a Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you'll be full in our blog radio. And then our second announcement is the UFCC M24-hour prayer meeting right now until 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? So pray at any time. Remember to get ready for the UFCCM conference also, the 19th of June till the 21st of 2024. So we have enough time to put aside and save for us who have to travel, whether it's by plane, whether it's by train, whether it's by boat. We're looking forward to seeing everybody at our upcoming conference. Hallelujah. So I see there are some last-minute hands went up. We'll give you 1 minute. 1 minute to just give an announcement, just to give a testimony. 1 minute only. So I'm going to call on 617. The last four digits is 4535. That's 617 area code, 4535.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Caller, yes. And who are we speaking with tonight?
Oh, God bless. This is Deaconess Penrose. How are you?
We are great. I'm great. Thank you. Deaconess, please give us your testimony.
Okay. Well, I praise God for everything going forth. I thank God for hearing from E.P. Tyndale and Mother Shirley Bishop and everyone. It's been a great time, and definitely the word. But I just wanted to share a short testimony, and as the word has been going forth and all the encouragement, you know, I was sitting here quiet, and you know, the thing is that as our chair lady said, we have to be bold. And so I just want to share that I came down with a health issue in June, and it was really shocking, but God has really done miracles in my life. No matter what they say, God is doing his thing. And I tell you, from the beginning of my reports in June, I am almost down to close to, well, my numbers what they found was like 475, and now it's like 5 months. So we just have to trust God. And I didn't know anything, but trusting God, not even getting depressed or anything, it's been so sweet. And the favor from all the medical staff and everything has just been so beautiful. It's just like, wow. And so I just wanted to share that whatever comes to us, it might shake us, but if we pray about it and give it to the Lord, He will do the rest. And I'm telling you, I don't feel
Amen.
Sick. I don't look sick, and I just give God all the praise.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. We're going to bring in the caller number 920. The last four digits is 1361.
Greetings, everyone. This is Elder Arletta Allen, and I'm so blessed to be on the call and to be able to be amongst such powerful, powerful women of God. I do not want to overstep on protocol or the program that's outlined, so I know this is out of order, so I'm going to actually lend it back over to Lady Bishop Beverly Haywood, and you guys call me in if needed when you have a little bit more time, okay?
All right.
All right. We're going to turn it over to our chair lady, Lady Bishop Haywood.
All right. Well, praise God. I tell you, I've just been blessed on this evening, and I'm thanking God for each and every one of you and those that took the time to tune in. And I pray that you have been blessed by what you've heard on tonight through everything that was done, including and especially the testimonies. Well, those come to help us to make us stronger, to know that no matter what, we can make it through. And thank God for our sister Leah Macklin, her song. And I give a special to the chair ladies. I'm skipping over our Pastor Tia Jenneret and Elder Karen Nixon. I love working with these women of God, just powerful women of God. And Elder Adrian Wiggins, that was such a powerful message. And I love how you, in what God was dealing with you in preparation of your message. And sometimes, you know, God is speaking. We're wondering, okay, God, what is the message for? Who is it to? I love how you shared how when you try to put you in there and he was like, no, you know, don't get big headed. But no, this is a message that we, the people of God, need to hear. And it is time to pull it together. Stop with the excuses, but let's get it done. Be about our Father's business, because there's so much that needs to be done in these last days. And so many people that need to hear the word of God, you know. And I tell you, when you talk about the things that God has done, there's so much that I can share, you know, the things that God has done for me over my life. And I think about a time even when our being called to this area that we live and not understanding why we were sent here until after my father passed, but that's another testimony. But God had to really just, for me, set me straight, because there was so much that was going on to the negative that I told God, you know, I don't want to be here. Lord, why did you send us here? You know, I'm just tired. I just want to go. People are crazy here, God. Get us out of here. I'm ready to go. And I kept on in that form of talking, and I heard real loud, shut up. And people said, well, God ain't going to tell you. So, well, he told me, shut up. I think I annoyed him. And he said, I didn't tell you it would be easy. I said, obey me. And from that point on, it didn't matter. It was about just obeying God and doing what he had called us to do. God is just a good God. And I'm so thankful for, amen, just salvation, for knowing him. I'm thanking God, amen, for UFCCM and this fellowship. It's just beautiful and awesome. And anytime we get together, it's just as powerful and as loving, and the power of God is moving. And I thank God also once again for those tuning in. I want to encourage you, don't just wait for a conference time. Think on USCCM in between times and give. Be a blessing and give. Share your gifts and allow for the Lord to just even direct you in your giving. Amen. Because there's work to be done, but we know that we can't do anything without the finances. So allow the Lord to speak with you and give and share in between the time. And then when we come together for a conference, we're just all the more ready to be together, worshiping God and enjoying in what he has for us. I'm going to call Mother Bishop back. You know, I don't believe in there being any chances and things just happening, but we're going to call Mother Bishop back. But before we do that, I want for the lines all to be open, and if we could just hear all the voices, everybody just say hello to each other and just shout it out and end it with a great big hallelujah. Are the lines open? All right, everybody.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Sherry. Good evening.
Hello. Hallelujah, everybody. Elder Arletta Allen here.
Regina here. God bless everyone.
Hello, everybody. Man. Well, praise God, and thank you again, everybody, for tuning in. Mother Bishop, we thank God for our EP. Thank you so much. I always love to hear your words and what you have for us. I thank you so much. Thank you so much. Mother Bishop, the floor is yours to end this service on tonight. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Let us say thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord
for all that has been said and all that has been done. We have to praise God for this year end. I'll call it the year in service of the UFCCM International Women's Ministry. I thank God for everything that has been said, and I just pray that everything, the words of testimony, as well as the message that came forth, will continue to radiate in our hearts throughout this going into the new year, 2024. For many of us, 2023, we were met with challenges that we never thought that we would have to be challenged with. We went through some things that we didn't think that we had to deal with. We had to pray through some situations that we did not know ahead of time that we were going to have to pray through in order to come out. We know that this entire year, this year, our theme for the UFCCM was prevailing through the power of prayer. And that has been a theme that has been radiating throughout our lives, Bishop Tindall and myself. We have just been falling back on that theme because that is what has carried us through. And we thank and praise God. And I, you know, I think of how so many times we would recite the picture in our mind where we would think about how when you were looking on the sands of life that you saw four footsteps. Jesus was walking right alongside of us. And then suddenly you only saw one set of footprints. And then someone asked the question, well, what happened? Did Jesus leave us? And all by ourselves was no. There came a time that things were so heavy and things were so burdensome that you felt you could not walk any further. And that is the time that Jesus, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, picked us up and he carried us through the trials and through the tests and through the things that we were confronted with. And I thank God, but we serve a God that he feels and he has compassion on us
and whatever we're going through, whatever we're faced with in this life. And as we read the word of God, we have the assurance of knowing that he is not going to put any more on us than what he knows that we're able to bear. So I say this, that when we are up against things and it seems like we can't make it, all we have to do is just call on the Lord. And that is the time in our lives that he will pick us up and he will carry us through. Bishop said something earlier that the Lord does not expect us to do what is physically impossible for us to do. He just wants us to be obedient and to do what it is he tells us to do. He'll fill in all the rest. We can recount through the Bible. I think of King David when he was young and he was a shepherd, and God told him what to do, and he had to face Goliath. God didn't tell him to take a spear and try to kill him that way. God moved upon him, and he was to get stones, and he had a sling that he was used to using. And with the instruments that he had in his hand, God used that as a way to literally defeat an entire nation. So, you know, I'm encouraged today. Bishop Tyndall and I both, we are encouraged. We thank and praise God for having brought us through this far. And, you know, the song says, my soul looks back and wonder. But I don't look back and wonder how I got over. I know how I got over. And I thank God for bringing us this far. And in health, through ups and through downs, I thank God that he's brought us this far. And if indeed it is his will, Lady Bishop, he will carry us over to the next year and 2024. But you know what? If it is my time to check out, if it's my time to go home, I'm rapture ready. I'm ready to go with the Lord whenever he calls. I often would hear my mother say, you just stay ready. Don't get ready. If you're not ready, then you need to get ready. And then once you get ready, you need to stay ready. So I thank and praise God. You may hear my daughter in the background. you know, because the family is here, but I thank and praise God. Dr. Margaret Brown, she's heading on upstairs now, but I thank and praise God because I'm happy in my soul. I'm happy in Jesus. And it doesn't mean that everything goes our way, Saint.
Oh, no.
Sometimes people think, oh, well, she's happy because everything's going her way. Oh, no. Everything is not going my way. But I'm happy in Jesus, and he's able to take us through and able to carry us through. I thank and praise God for the season and all that has been done, all that has been said. I thank God for the USCCM. I thank and praise the Lord for our Ecumenical Patriarch, for all of the Board of Bishops, men and women of God. And I thank God for Lady Bishop and for Pastor Tia Watkins-Jenneret, and for Pastor Elder Karen Nixon all the way down in the Caribbean. And I just praise God for everyone that is on this line and taking the time to just tune in and to hear what this woman of God, Elder Wiggins, had to say tonight, how the Lord just used her. She's a vessel, and the Lord did just that. And we ask that you let us, as we're nearing the end, let us pray one for the other. And as the Spirit of the Lord moves upon your heart to pray for your brother or your sister, let's not take the time to question God, but just take heed to the Holy Spirit. When he brings that brother or sister up in front of you, just take the time to stop to pray for them. Because as my son used to say when he was a little boy, please pray for me because I do need your prayers. And I thank you, Lady Bishop, so much for this time. And I love you, and I thank God for the saints and the UFCCM. Yeah. And let us continue on and do the work that the Lord has assigned our hands to do. God bless you. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen and amen, amen. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you, thank you. And, hey, let's do more in 2024. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I pray that you have a wonderful night. And remember that you are already blessed.